The Mendenhall Valley Public Library has a new sculpture on its lawn that's the product of an old friendship. A Juno man underwrote and donated the artist's 250-pound stainless steel sculpture. The librarian is a representation of a woman standing and reading a book. It's the sixth of its kind and likely the last for the 80-year-old artist from Ohio. I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO, and I put this story together about how a friendship that spanned 7 decades and 2 continents led to the new public art.
My name is Jim Havens. I live in Ohio, a small town called Woodville, suburb of Toledo.
My name is Fred Kolkin. Well, I came to Juneau in 1970, working in the financial industry, and I worked until I retired in 1998.
He and I went to school together about, 60-something years ago. We went to a missionary school over in India.
I've known Jim since 1954 when we were roommates in a boarding school in northern India.
Our dads were both working on a construction job, a dam, and Fred and I've kept in contact over the years.
In his foundry and his plant there was the librarian sculpture, and as soon as I saw it, it wasn't even a thinking process. It just bloomed in my mind that that would be a wonderful thing to have in our new library out in the Mendenhall Valley, and it just seemed like a natural thing.
It is inspired by the National Library logo, which is a geometric figure from the waist up, a torso. You know, that's all stainless steel. Starts out as flat metal. A lot of it is bending, shaping, and welding and cutting, finishing, a lot of sanding, grinding, texturing, trying to get exactly what you want on it. Stainless steel is very hard to work with, but as the finished product is what makes it all worthwhile. It will last hundreds of years. It is such a beautiful metal, particularly in northern climates. It is a wonderful metal to be used for sculpture. Very durable, impervious to the weather, but hard to work with. It reflects the environment that surrounds it. If the sun is shining and the grass is nice and green, that green comes up. The stainless steel reflects the green. If the sun is on it, it will be yellow. If the sky is blue, the stainless will pick up the color blue. It is one of six, a limited edition I did. Two of them are in Michigan, two in Indiana, one in Los Angeles, and now one up in Juneau. But this one I made specially for Fred, Mr. Kolkin. And I'm very pleased to be a part of the Juneau community now. I hope mostly that it just looks nice and that they like it and say, gee, that's kind of pretty.
And I guess the rest of the story is there she stands out in the valley now.
That music is a Creative Commons track called Upbeat by Jean-Luc Hefferman.